based on that is if that is some element of AB 109. Because of that, our board of supervisors objected to the methodology, and we feel strongly that it creates an egregious disparity between counties, and it hamstrings the county of Kern in particular from providing the tasks that are outlined in the legislation. So on November 13, 2012, the board adopted a resolution opposing the current methodology, and of course calling for a fair methodology. About that same time, the state of California recognized that there would be additional sales tax money to be distributed through AB 109, and the same group, in theory, of county CAOs, although a couple people changed, were given the responsibility to come up with a recommendation to the Department of Finance. Now, it's the State Department of Finance who makes the final call on it, as long as they follow the elements of the legislation. We found out on April 10th, last Wednesday, that CSAC, the nine CAOs, had come up with a formula, and at 5 p.m. on that Wednesday evening, we were briefed. We got the information a few hours in advance, but not certainly any amount of time to do any thorough analysis. And they had then provided us with the spreadsheets that you will see and have seen, and the next day told us that we had until Wednesday at noon of the next week to make a comment. For those of you who may have a little paranoia in your bloodstream, it makes it seem like that might have been a done deal, that they had proposed this and not given any of the counties an opportunity to comment in any meaningful way. They didn't share the documents in spreadsheets, they shared them in PDF files, so we had to have our staff, you know, re-engineer them to make sure that they made sense. So we've got some information, but because of the short notice, and I want to thank the chief for allowing us to call a CCP emergency meeting to talk about this, the board of supervisors, as mentioned in this letter, will hear this, and in both cases we expect and hope that our various jurisdictions will oppose the methodology. In talking with our state lobbyist, he indicated the Department of Finance is pretty clear. If you don't stand up and say something for your community, then they will assume that you are fine with the allocation methodology. So we are proposing to stand up and shout loudly that this is not right. One of the reasons why I think it's not right, even though the county of Kern probably benefited more greatly than anybody but Los Angeles and maybe another county, we have almost $6 million of growth money coming our way, 25% increase in our total allocation, 7.4% of the total growth allocation. That's big stuff. But the problem is, it doesn't do anything about the original methodology, which they tell us is not a base. But if you then base 50% of the growth dollars off of it, it sure sounds like a base, it sure looks like a base, and it is becoming a base. So in order for us to object to the first methodology, we must also object to this methodology. And in doing so, I think we can send a message. Now, the thing, as I reiterate, it's the Department of Finance who have heard about this methodology and who have indicated, at least to our lobbyists, that they were not happy with the fact that 50% of the new money is going to be based on the way the old money was distributed. So I think we have an ear there. I think we can have some change. Where it goes, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, you look at Contra Costa, they have 72 mm-hmm. offenders, 72. Okay, they have an allocation of, what is it, Alan, 60?
Enough to send a kid to Stanford and buy some tickets on the FDR line for each guy.
Yeah, I think we listed here in the letter.
But
I think
only reoffend. I mean, let's be honest.
It's right here.
The Raider game, probably.
Some of our Stanford fans up there, like the right.
Okay, so I've lost control, but here, folks. It's $67,000. Their allocation per offender grew by over $4,000. All 72 of these people are going to get $67,000 worth of services. Of course, here in Kern County, ours grew by $1,500 to a whopping total of just a little over $7,000. That just can't exist. That is just wrong on every level that we can see. And I think it's a strong move on our part to stand up and oppose the way this methodology has been developed. We will send along the CCP's comments to CSAC on Wednesday, as well as the board letter, and hopefully open a dialogue where we can make some changes. I think our objective would be to change that first column that says 50% of the allocation is based only upon the prior methodology to a much smaller amount. We have to provide some level, but it doesn't have to be 50%. And in the phone call, I thought the CAOs who were involved in it were pretty glib and pretty back-slapping laughing about how this works. It's not, you know, it's not science, it's all art, and we're arty kind of folks and stuff. It's just sick. So we have to stand up and say, no, this is not appropriate, and we'll work with you to come up with a different formula. Greg, I don't know, is there anything else need to say?
What would your recommendation be to send to the executive board?
My recommendation would be to oppose the methodology, to allow the CAO to send those comments to the department, the CSAC department, and the Department of Finance directly, and to open a dialogue to change the methodology. If we were pushed to give a number, what we would want to change is the first two columns. It's 50% for the existing allocation and 25% for estimated versus growth. We would flip those around, 25% for current methodology and 50% for the difference between what is your estimated and your actual allocation based on your offender population.
I will make that recommendation to send it to the executive committee.
Second.
Okay, is there any public comment on the discussion we had? What?
Who was the second?
Dan.
I think Dan would be the two.
Okay, is there any committee member discussion?
I assume that the allocation is based on the 2012, 2013, and 13-14 versus the first year where the allocation was more favorable to current. Mm-hmm. Correct. They're not. They didn't even consider to use the first year's allocation, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. They like this year.
Yes, they do.
Let me ask a question. Hopefully someone might be able to answer this. If we use, for lack of a better term, our math that we're recommending, what is our allocation compared to Contra Costa's per person at that point?
It will go up. Our allocation will go up. It will still not be anywhere close to the growth of Contra Costa, just because it's still based on the existing methodology. But we will start getting closer and closer to the average. It's not a perfect system in any means, but at least will get us to a place that's better.
Part of the purpose of this also, our lobbyists have said, not only for this money, because you know, we have a lot at stake here, $6 million. It's not like it's going to be taken away. But if they do it based on offender, it's possible we could get a little less because other counties would then qualify for some more of that pot. But, we're also, the idea is to lay the policy groundwork here in this. What DOF is doing for 2014 when we have the discussion about what happens in the out years. Mm-hmm. Because the longer that this current base is allowed to calcify in its current condition, it's just going to be harder and harder.
Well, if we allow it this year, we've accepted it for life.
Oh, I agree with you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, as much for that as for the just fairness of this particular plot. It's also, it's very clear that it does not speak to the actual statutory intent of state. They just said a minimum allocation per county and a guaranteed allocation for small counties. They didn't say anything about sweeping half the pot into the existing base.
That information isn't included in what it statutorily says. Mm-hmm.
Right. Is there any further discussion?
So we are at no risk for losing
we could be punished.
Yeah, we could be punished.
Okay. I don't think, because DOF is in charge of this thing and not the legislature, it'd be very difficult for these other counties to go to their legislators and say, intervene here and amend SB 1020. The governor wouldn't go for that. The statute gives the executive authority to DOF to dispose of the growth money according to these set of factors. It'd be hard for them to mess with us.
And the other risk is I probably won't get voted CSAC CAO of the year.
No further discussion?
I'll bring the sheriff with me to the legislature. Or a deputy.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, we have a recommendation and we have a second to move the position of the county to the Board of Supervisors.
To the executive committee,
and
then we'll get the executive committee vote.
Right. We'll do that. Okay. Do we need what kind of vote do we need? Okay. Let's do roll call. Sounds good.
Okay. Chief Cugay, absent. Court Officer McNally.
Aye.
District Attorney Green?
Yes.
Public Defender Moore?
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Director Dr. Waterman?
Yes.
Director Waterman?
Yes.
Chief Williamson?
Yes.
Alicia Scaggs for Director Alvarez?
Yes.
Director Cheadle absent, Executive Director Corson absent, Supervisor Fritsch absent, Director Smith?
Yes.
Superintendent Rosario Frazier absent, and Division Director Merrill?
Yes. Okay, so we'll move that to the executive committee. As an announcement, I guess, because this has already been set, the regular CCP meeting will be Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013, at 8:30 at the Probation Stockdale office. This location, I don't know if it'll be in this room, somewhere here. And then I need a motion to adjourn the meeting. It's a CCP.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good. Now we'll convene to the, unless somebody needs a break, we'll convene to the... we'll convene to the executive committee, and roll call, please.
T.R. Miracle for Chief Guggen.
Board Executive Officer McNally?
Here.
District Attorney Green?
Here.
Public Defender Moore?
Here.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Here.
Director Dr. Waterman?
Chief DeVore for Dr. Waterman?
And Chief Williamson?
Here. Okay, first we'll have public presentations. Once again, the public has provided opportunity to comment on agenda items. At the time those agenda items are discussed by the executive committee, this portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the executive committee on any matter not on this agenda but under the jurisdiction of the executive committee. Executive committee members may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification and through the executive committee make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff to report back to the executive committee at a later meeting. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record prior to making a presentation. Thank you. Are there any public statements or presentations? Seeing none, item two, Mr. Nylon, please, once again.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As discussed earlier, I would seek your executive committee's recommendation to oppose the allocation methodology and to include your opposition in our comments to CSAC prior to Wednesday at noon.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on in a second. Is there any public comment in regards to the motion made? Are there any committee comments? Seeing none, we'll have a roll call vote.
Yes.
Board Executive Officer McNally?
Yes.
District Attorney Green?
Yes.
Public Defender Moore?
Yes.
Sheriff Youngblood?
Yes.
Steve DeVore for Dr. Waterman?
Yes.
Chief Williamson?
Yes. Okay, once again, as an announcement, since it has already been established, our regular executive meeting will be immediately following the CCP meeting Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013, 8:30, the probation officer, Stockdale Highway 5121, Stockdale Highway. Motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
Any, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. I don't have much to do. I mean, none of us do.
No,
but it's important.
Well, I guess the question.
We appreciate your witness.
That was easy.
Just a reminder, the 17th Wednesday.
Yes, I'm going to go too.
Okay. All right. Chief, how are you?
How's everything going?
Good.
All the decks and everything. Yeah. Take Razzle with his slasher.
Yeah, they're cutting us again.
Well, like I said, if there's anything we can do better to make it easier for you guys, let us know.
The most important is the conversation coming to
Yeah. Okay, good. You're right. We have most of them, just the patrolmen don't have them.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Anything I can do for you?
Nope. See you all right. Okay. Good to see you.
Yes. No, I'm just saying that he just does it quickly.
Yeah. Two in a row.
course, that keeps you an eye out of it. You know,
yeah, that's right.
We just keep praising him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I will.
He did an excellent
job. Hey, guys. Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
My name is...
I know, it's got to come from the side. I just hope that was something that was...